SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump is giving no indication he'll extend tonight's Iran deadline. Either the Iranian regime agrees to reopen the Strait of Hormuz, or the U.S. will destroy key infrastructure, bridges, power plants, and such. Iran's president claims that 14 million Iranians have volunteered to sacrifice their lives in the war. One more look back at that dramatic rescue of two American military pilots in Iran.
U.S. forces rescued the pilot within hours of the F-15 fighter jet going down, but it took nearly 2 days to rescue the second aviator in a daring operation. CIA Director John Ratcliffe.
We deployed both human assets and exquisite technologies that no other intelligence service in the world possesses.
He said the search and rescue operation was comparable to hunting for a single grain of sand in the middle of the desert. And President Trump was impressed.
Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
The president spoke with the Artemis II astronauts after their history-making journey around the far side of the moon. Crew member Christina Cook telling Mr. Trump,
one of the biggest highlights was coming back from the far side of the moon and having the first glimpses of planet Earth again after being out of communication for about 45 minutes. It really just reminds you what a special place we have and how important it is for our nation to lead and not follow in exploring deep space.
And they're now on their way back home, due back Friday, splashdown off the coast of San Diego. Cuba's communist dictatorship gets moral support from a couple of Democrat lawmakers. They visited the island, announcing what they call failed U.S. policy. The two Democrats, Washington State's Pramila Jayapal and Jonathan Jackson of Illinois. Wall Street, the Dow futures, 114 points higher. This is SRN News. Americans aren't having very many kids anymore.
The Pew Research Center is celebrating America's 250th birthday with a wide-ranging look at the country in the 50 years since the bicentennial. One of the big changes is how many children the average American woman has in her lifetime. In 1976, it was three. In 2026, it is two. Pew says, quote, the introduction of the birth control pill, delays in marriage, and increases in women working outside the home have contributed to the change. Michael Harrington reporting.
Supporters of England's nearly 500-year-old church choir tradition are trying to preserve it as the nation becomes increasingly secular. They've launched a campaign for the government to recognize choral services as an important part of Britain's culture under a UN program that seeks to protect intangible cultural heritage. The epitome of British church choir tradition is evensong. This is SRN News. The ranks of tailors, dressmakers, and custom sewers are shrinking in the U.S., even as their skills and services are finding fresh demand.
Fashion industry experts say younger shoppers are enlisting tailors and seamstresses more often now to give off-the-rack purchases a custom fit. One veteran tailor in New York says weight loss drugs like Wegovy have more Americans wanting their favorite clothes resized. That comes even as many skilled sewers age out of the workforce. Now the Fashion Institute of Technology in New York has teamed up with Nordstrom to launch a training program to help address the growing labor shortage. Bob Agnew reporting.
High-scoring Michigan had to get down and dirty to dig out the national title, making only 2 3-pointers all night, but still muscling its way to a 69-63 victory over stingy, stubborn UConn. UConn denied a third title in 4 seasons. More details, SRNNews.com.